In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 24th day of the blessed month of Baba. May the Lord end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day in the year 472 after Christ, the righteous father Saint Hilarion, the anchorite, departed. He was a native of Gaza, the son of pagan parents. They taught him the Greek literature and culture. He excelled and surpassed his peers, but he wished still to master it. Since there was no one in his city who could help him to fulfill his desire, he went to the city of Alexandria and joined its school. There, he acquired many kinds of knowledge. The divine zeal moved him to learn also the Christian doctrines and books. Actually, this desire was first to challenge Christianity, because he was very proud of his mind and intelligence. So he thought to study the Christian books to criticize and challenge it. But listen what happened. He asked for the books of the church and read them. And Abba Alexandros explained to him what was difficult for him to understand. In a short time, Abba Hilarion believed in the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, and the Father, the Patriarch, baptized him, and he received the divine grace. Abba Hilarion stayed with Abba Alexandros for a short time, then went to the great Saint Anthony. When Abba Hilarion saw it, so Saint Anthony, he marveled at his profound reverence and his fair appearance that was shining with the grace of the Holy Spirit. His heart was deeply moved and he desired to join the monastic life. He took off his worldly clothes and put on the monastic garb. He started practicing the monastic works with a diligent devotion, following the footsteps of his teacher. Shortly after, he learned that his parents had died. So he went back to his city and took whatever they had left and gave it to the poor and needy. Then he joined one of the monasteries of Syria and followed the path of asceticism with great devotion. He fasted for the whole week, eating grass and legumes. God enlightened his mind, gave him the gift of prophecy and of working signs. Later on, Saint Epiphanius became a monk in the same monastery, and the abbot handed him to Saint Hilarion. Saint Hilarion taught him the ways of the monastic life and doctrines of the church, and prophesied that Saint Epiphanius would become the Bishop of Cyprus. The days of this father were 80 years. 10 years were spent in the house of his father, 7 years in the city of Alexandria, and 63 years in worship. He pleased God and departed at a good old age. Saint John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth praised him in some of his articles, and Saint Basil mentioned him in some of his homilies. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the martyrdom of Saints Paul, Longinus, and Dina. May their intercessions be for us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh.